Many of you have likely heard about the severe demonic attacks Father Pio endured during his lifetime. But have you ever wondered about the nature of his torment and what drove Satan to be so persistent? Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's insights are drawn from the book, Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us, by Renzo Allegri. Within his pages, we uncover the challenges Padre Pio faced with demons. From temptations to physical beatings, Satan and his minions employed every tactic to discourage Padre Pio from his mission of saving souls. Renzo Allegri not only offers his personal reflections, but also shares excerpts from Padre Pio's letters to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, providing detailed accounts of his struggles. Without further delay, let's delve into these accounts and the lessons we can learn from them. Renzo Allegri writes, "According to the teaching of the Christian faith, as long as one is part of this earthly world, they are surrounded by two invisible realities, that of heavenly spirits and that of infernal spirits. The heavenly spirits seek to help man walk towards good. The infernal ones push him towards evil. Padre Pio came into contact with heavenly spirits, but also with infernal ones. The infernal ones wanted to destroy the mission entrusted to him by God. The clash was daily, sometimes of unparalleled violence. If the heavenly visions brought Padre Pio to the seventh heaven, the infernal ones annihilated him, massacred him." Now, one of Satan's cunning tactics to undermine Padre Pio was to isolate him from his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, for obvious reasons, of course. Father Benedetto provided Padre Pio with comfort and hope, encouraging him in his self-sacrifice for the salvation of souls. Padre Pio explicitly expressed this desire, saying, "I pray to Jesus to pour upon me the punishments prepared for sinners and the souls of purgatory, even multiplied by 100, provided that he converts and saves sinners and admits the souls of purgatory into paradise soon." And these words were received with great delight by his spiritual director. However, as Renzo Allegri informs us, to prevent Padre Pio from writing to his spiritual director, Satan caused him a very sharp pain in the arm. He orchestrated disturbances with very violent noises to confuse him and make him lose his mind. He made letters disappear or tore them apart. Furthermore, in one of his letters, Padre Pio wrote, "Those creatures, before I even opened the letter, told me to tear it up or throw it into the fire. I remained silent, although despising them in my heart. They attacked me like hungry tigers, cursing me and threatening that they would make me pay for it. Since that day, they have been beating me daily for 22 days in a row." Renzo Allegri comments, "Satanic annoyances move from the spiritual plane to the physical one. Temptations turn into vexations, possessions. It turns into a hand-to-hand combat without pulling any punches. And those experienced in these phenomena know that when Satan unleashes, it is terrifying. The temptations," wrote Padre Pio, "cloud my mind, make me break out into a cold sweat. And I am almost inclined to say they make me tremble from head to toe. In such moments, Tears are the only thing left for my eyes. Bluebeard, that's what Potter Pugh called Satan, does not want to give up. For several days he has been visiting me with his other satellites, armed with sticks and iron devices. And what is worse, under his own forms. Who knows how many times he has thrown me off the bed and dragged me across the room. With many of his kind, except on Wednesdays, he never stops beating me. I would almost say to death. He continues to terrorize me. I had a terrible night the other night. That creature, from when I went to bed around 10 o'clock until 5 in the morning, did nothing but continuously beat me. Many were the diabolical suggestions he placed in my mind. Thoughts of despair, distrust towards God. I thought I was losing my mind. They continued to persecute me even by taking off my shirt and hitting me in such a state. Deep darkness envelops my spirit. Now, considering Padre Pio's selfless desire to offer himself as a sacrifice for sinners, it shouldn't come as a surprise that Satan and his demons tried to hinder Padre Pio's efforts. Satan knew the immense value of Padre Pio, so he tried his best to discourage him from his mission of saving souls. Another tactic Satan used was persuading Padre Pio to focus on himself rather than on others. Padre Pio wrote, "You know where the devil has grasped? He did not want me to tell you in my last letter about the war he is waging against me. And since I, as usual, did not want to listen to him, he began to suggest to me, how much more you would please Jesus if you broke off all relations with your father. He is a very dangerous being for you, a subject of great distraction." And here comes the most interesting part. Time is very precious. Do not waste it in these dangerous correspondences with your father. Use it to pray for your health, which is in danger. If you continue in this state, know that hell is always open for you. Now, severe temptations and distractions from the devil were experienced by many saints. For example, Saint John Vianney believed that the devil, whom he referred to as Le Grappin, would often attack him the night before a notorious sinner was about to come to confession. The attack was both physical and spiritual, and they came in various forms. Noises in his room, violent shaking of his bed, and other disturbances designed to rob him of his sleep and weaken him. One particularly well-known incident happened when the devil disturbed the saint violently during the night with banging and dragging noises in his room. The devil's disruptions were so persistent that John Vianney remarked, "It's just the Grappin. Tomorrow a big fish will come." In reflection, the lessons I drew from these insights into spiritual warfare is, Satan despises when we care and pray for one another. He knows our vulnerability lies in isolation, especially from those who offer spiritual guidance and prayers. Moreover, Satan prefers if we focus solely on our own problems, discouraging us from helping others, as Padre Pio did selflessly for the salvation of sinners. Therefore, let this video serve as a reminder and encouragement. Let's not isolate ourselves or solely focus on personal issues. Instead, like Padre Pio, let's follow Christ's example of selflessly serving others. May Our Lady and Padre Pio assist us in our trials and guide us on our journeys to salvation. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.